I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Speaking of creepy hotspots, one of the last ones I did for my show, I actually met the person that we're going to have on tonight. It was interesting because it was at the Paranormal Palace, who was also here on Coast to Coast before Sandy Nichols hosted that. And it was days where there's spirits. We had the SLS, Ghost Hunters Equipment by St. Augustine there. Ghost Augustine gave, they were here, if you remember, on Coast not too long ago as well. And they had gave the whole thing on the SLS and the stick man and all that kind of stuff, right? So that's where I met Monty, our guest tonight. And it was interesting to play with that device, that Ghost Hunter's device. It was little stick people just show up out of nowhere. And I've seen it several times on different people hunting around and doing things like that with ghosts. And so, anyway, I'm going to do some other things with it, but it was very interesting to see how all that worked. But that's how I met Monty. And when I very first met him, I was introduced to him as he being a intuitive, spiritual counselor, writer, speaker, educator, but like world-renowned, world psychic, world intuitive, world clairvoyant, right there with Uri Geller. So it was like, wow. Here's this old Tennessee Southern boy talking to me like what I grew up with, you know, coming from Kentucky, talking my language, talking about delicious ribs, talking about foods that we, you know, it's just that down home talk. And yet he's known worldwide, especially with his predictions. So we're going to ask him about those things. We'll ask him, he cooks as well, and he's just had a very interesting life to where he got to the point of having the abilities that he has and through the experiences. Now, we all have them, but some of us kind of hone in on them and work with them. And some of us, you know, they come out and they become stronger because of the situations we're in, what we're doing in life, the path that we're walking. And so we're going to learn a little bit more about Monty as a whole, what he can do, and also how come he can do this. He's got quite a history. So Lamont Hamilton, known as Monty, and if you're his friend, you're going to call him Monty. So that's what we're going to do. You can find him, by the way, at worldpsychic.org if you would like to, check him out as we're talking. But it's worldpsychic.org. It's not .com or anything like that. I just want to make sure I'm clear about that because I might accidentally say it throughout the show because I'm used to saying that. So worldpsychic.org, org, org, org. How was that, Monty? Did I say that okay?
You said it just right.
And listen at you saying right, like normal people. Right. I know you to say right. Come on, let it out.
That's it. That's right.
So, Monty, how are you? Thanks and welcome to being here on Coast to Coast. I appreciate this is your first time.
Yeah, thank you. It was wonderful meeting you and kind of going into withdrawals, missing Sandy and the gang and getting out and doing some experiments there that were profitable for us.
Oh, well, you know, I wanted to say this too, because when I very, very first met you, our very first words, because I had heard who you were and, you know, all that kind of thing. You were just sitting there, just this, you know, little, you know, just everyday person hanging out. I think we were looking to eat some food or something. I don't know what it was, but we were within the Paranormal Palace there. And I just said something like, so what do you pick up from me? And you said, I think these were the first words you said, which is the first words I think everyone should hear. So I said, what do you pick up with me? Because you're pretty quick with this stuff. And you looked at me and you said, I love you.
That's right.
I fell back with you at that point. And I was like, all right, we're friends forever. And I think we are. So, so you had an experience. Okay. So you've got these incredible abilities. We'll talk about all those, but I mean, just major abilities, but yours came about like for us by searching innately, just like, and just going crazy, searching for something very important to you in your life. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. What happened was when I was 8 years old, my father went missing in action in Vietnam as an Air Force pilot. And when the Air Force came and sent their representative to notify the family that my dad had been missing in action, that's when I remember the earliest that I was able to read someone. And mind you, this was prior to cable television. And when someone would speak, there would be a ticker tape-like device at the bottom, like we see on television now, that scrolls across the bottom, and someone would speak. And usually, 9 times out of 10, whatever they said was at the bottom of the screen, almost like a teleprompter. But occasionally, people would say something, and it wouldn't match. And I knew that person was lying. And so I don't know why it came out that way. It was only in the early 80s that the news networks, cable television, started using that ticker tape type device. It covered about 20% of the screen. And so I never thought I was different or unique. I figured everybody could see the same thing. And so when someone spoke to me and they did, their information didn't match, then I just assumed they lied and went on, because that was just the way it was. But I didn't know until later that not everybody had that ability, or that anybody I knew had that exact same experience.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now, and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
And so you're saying your visual was you'd get a visual, but you'd get that ticker taper at the bottom going by saying this person is married and has three dogs. If they said, no, I'm divorced and I have cats, you'd go, he's lying.
Yeah.
And, wow.
And I knew that when the Air Force representatives was talking about my father and explaining what happened, that it didn't match. And I knew they were lying. And so that started my journey. Starting at the age of 8, I started developing my abilities innately. And I didn't know, again, that they were abilities or gifts, as some people call them, that it was just natural. And it was only when I got in my teens that I started counseling at 15, started counseling adults with marriage problems and financial problems and things like that, that other people recognized, not just me. When I was in school, the teachers would come and ask me a question, say, I'm having problems with my wife. What do you think the problem is? And then I would say, you have a financial issue because you're working two jobs, you're never home, and you're trying to make money, and your wife doesn't like it, you're gone all the time. And they would just turn and walk out of the room. So, I didn't know why people responded to me the way that they did. And it was only after I turned 18, I left home at 15, and by the time I was 18, I was pretty much sure I wasn't going to live to be 21. I had been doing drugs and running away, getting in trouble, all those normal things kids do when you're living on the streets. And what happened was I had a visitation from an angel that told me I wasn't going to live to be 21. And I laughed and said, yeah, really? I got that. I'd already know I wasn't going to live to be 21. And I kept commenting, if y'all would leave me alone and quit saving me, because I had a lot of near-death experiences, you know, if you just leave me alone, then I can go ahead and die and get it over with. And their response was, no, God doesn't want you to die, and God wants you to work for him. And I'm like, me? Really? What can God wants me to do? What now? I think you got the wrong address here. But it ended up, I kept talking to them, and they were insistent that I had to do this. And in my infinite wisdom at 18, I thought, well, I'm going to trick them. And I said, okay, if I do what God wants me to do, then can I do something like the genie and get three wishes? You know, can I get something in return? And they said, of course. And I said, you will bring my dad back, my father back to me. That's the agreement. I'll do what you want, but you have to bring my dad back to me. And they said, yes, it's a deal, but you can't drink, you can't smoke, you can't do drugs, you can't get married, you can't have children. You have to stay on this path, and you have to help other people. We're going to give you additional gifts, but you have to help other people in order not only to strengthen the gift, but also to pay forward to us being the angels giving these gifts to me. And I agreed, and in my infinite wisdom, thinking that it'd be 3 years max that my dad would, you know, come home and it'd be over, and it ended up being 30 years. It ended up being 2006. And so I spent, you know, 30 years of my life helping other people, developing all these different gifts. And what they would do is at some point they would say, we're going to do remote viewing. We'll teach you how to do this. And then once I mastered it, we can say, or got used to it, then they would go on to another gift, and it'd be clairaudience or clairsentience. And so they kept giving me these gifts supposedly so that I could find my father. So using remote viewing, I could figure out where he was at. If I had other gifts that I could clairsentience, I could tell whether he was still alive or not. And so what happened was I used the gifts to further my journey to find my father. And he was brought back. He'd already died in captivity, and brought him back and buried him, which in my view, I had satisfied my contract. And I hadn't been married, hadn't had a drink since I was 18. So pretty much I said a prayer and said, God, just go ahead and take me home, that I've satisfied my contract. There's no longer a reason for me to live. And the angel said, no, we're going to give you everything that you lost, which I argued and said, that's impossible. You know, I'm already older. I'm not going to have any children. You know, I gave up most of my life for this journey. And they said, we will give you everything that you want. But what they asked me to do was to go on MySpace and set up an account. And at that time, I wasn't public. More people knew me outside the state of Alabama than in Alabama, and that's because I worked for the government. I couldn't let them know what I was doing, and I just traveled extensively to learn from individuals that I thought were learned in certain subjects. And so I got on MySpace, and then right at January of 2008, I started the account under World Psychic. That was the name it was assigned to me, the default by MySpace. And I figured what I was going to be doing was vetting psychics around the world. And I did that. People from London, you know, would contact me and say, do you know any good psychics? Or I have this psychic, you know, is he good or she good? And all I had to do was look at the picture and I could read them and tell them whether they were valid or not. And so after about 3 months of that, it got boring. And I decided, well, maybe I should just write some predictions of something that's going to happen. And it ended up writing over 350 predictions in the first year. And that's where the clairvoyance took off. And so from that, it took me about 2 years, and I was already being considered the top clairvoyant in the world within just 2 years, because I wrote literally 1,000 predictions in just the first couple of years. And they were very valid. They were valid predictions.
So you will, so you give readings to people too, and also do predictions. What? What do you do? Of the above?
Yeah, I do healing work. I do, and a lot of people, the investors, subscribe to my blog and contact me. I have Wall Street investors that always nudge me and say, make sure you say something about the stock market or about what's a good investment. So I include those in my writings, in my predictions, in my prediction series. And some of them have come back and said that they're really well off, because they have used those predictions to make money. I don't gamble money or put money in the stock market, so I don't get anything out of making the prediction, but a lot of my clients benefit financially from doing that. So I have a lot of people that are millionaires and business people that will tell me, you know, that they're planning on buying something and say, what about this piece of property? Can you tell me if it's a good buy? And we're talking tens of millions of dollars. People, you know, buy million-dollar houses based on my analysis of if the house is a valid place for them to live or if it has structural damage. And so it's been interesting, because it was easy to do. And any type of reading, like especially property, is one of my biggest successes. In other words, I've never failed. It's 100%. Baby readings, or I'm reading incarnate spirits and babies, is another one. I do readings, I do healings. Pretty much that area there. Most of it's on my website. So it's not anything I can't do. If somebody wanted, I do missing persons. I help people find missing persons. So it's just, I guess, a series of whatever, you know, whatever I'm led to help, or if somebody contacts me, I try to help people.
And in the future, I'm going to be taking him Bigfooting, so he'll learn that, because he's not there yet on the Bigfoot. We're gonna work with him on that one. So, I know we're going to be taking a break here shortly, but I wanted to ask you. You had said you worked for the government, kind of slid over that. What did you do with the government?
Well, I worked.
You said
NASA
it was secret.
Worked for NASA for 23 years and started out in NASA communications and helped with the shuttle program to get the first shuttle into space, and then went into other areas and logistics, and nothing top secret or anything spooky like that. But it was interesting working there, because I was able to pick up a lot of things that were going on with the shuttles and the space program.
You don't think any of that had anything to do with anything else in your life, though?
No, I think it segued. You know, I used to watch, one of my favorite shows was I Dream a Genie. And I grew up with that, and Bewitched, and I started looking at my favorite Martian, and I thought all the shows I watched were basically paranormal shows, and I didn't realize that until I got in my 20s, and I took a year study in parapsychology and realized I had a language barrier, because I never considered myself a psychic, and I don't like that word even now. I'm more into clairvoyant, intuitive, because the psychic has a lot of connotations that don't represent what I do. And so,
dude, your website is World Psychic.
Well, the World Psychic was the name it was assigned to me with.
They assigned it.
MySpace.
Right.
And so I stuck with it. And, and it was good, because I was making predictions about the world. So my moniker was basically saying, I give world predictions. And so that's where you get World Psychic from.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.